something to be careful.
What?
You ever hear okay.
Anybody think like they were saying, oh,
and
okay.
Let's say somebody might say, this place is not as clean as it
ought to be.
Okay. Do you ever say should?
Should be.
Yeah.
Sure. Interchangeably.
Right. Okay. If some kid was daring another kid to do something, and he'd say, I dare you to do this, and then using that same word, but he doesn't think he will, he says, I bet you, I dare you, but then he's going to use that same word and do it negatively, I bet you
won't take the dare.
Okay, or how about using dare as a verb?
Yes.
How would you say it negatively? Would you say dare not, or daren't, or dasn't, or...
Don't I dare go. Not. I dare not.
Okay.
But I would never use that.
Yeah. It's kind of, it wouldn't seem natural.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And you just, the word you just said before, not should, but the other one, about being careful, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would also say, without the B, you'd say, you
oughtn't do that.
Okay. And if you were refusing, and somebody said, will you do that? You'd say, no, I
won't.
Okay. Let's say you did something all by yourself, and somebody was just, your friend was just watching you. You'd say, well, you...
I dare you.
Indicating a possibility. You say, well, you helped me.
You could have helped me.
Okay, or something just like...
You should have helped me.
Okay, or something else like that. I think you already said this. Sort of
you
like,
might have helped me.
Okay. And using that same word, if you're trying to tell somebody you're not sure, but there's a possibility you could do something, you might say, I
might be able to.
Okay, and you wouldn't say might could do it.
I might could do it.
Would you say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Good. Okay. How about, now we're going to talk about animals and the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
An owl.
Okay, do you know different kinds?
Of owls. There's a screech owl and a hoot owl and a barn owl.
Oh, great. Are they all three different?
I think so. It's in size, if not.
What's bigger?
Sure they're different varieties. I really don't know.
Okay. How about the one that drills on trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay, did you ever hear that called a peckerwood?
No.
Okay. How about the kind of animal with a... He's black with a white stripe down his back and he's...
Skunk.
Yeah. Did you ever hear him called anything?
Polecat.
Do you use them both?
I use skunk.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. I've heard people use polecat just as much.
Hmm. Yeah. I use skunk too, but I've heard polecat. But how about, have you ever heard somebody call one name for all kinds of animals that are regarded pests that might raid a hen house and kill the chickens and stuff?
Varmints?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Who uses that? Do you use it?
Yeah, I use it.
How?
If I'm mad at my dog, I'll call him a varmint.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a negative, it's a derogatory term for an animal.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't use it, would you use it with rodents?
Yeah.
How about insects?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay. How about these little things that we have all over campus that run up and down the trees?
With squirrels.
Okay. Different kinds?
Gray squirrel, striped squirrel, 13-striped ground squirrel.
Oh, what's that?
It may be peculiar to North Carolina, but there's small brown squirrels with black and white stripes down their back. They call them 13-striped ground squirrels.
They have 13 stripes?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
That's neat. I've never heard that.
Ground squirrel, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, chipmunks.
Is that the same?
No, I think it's not. I don't think a chipmunk is a squirrel. It's a different variety.
They don't climb trees, do they?
I don't know. I don't know.